Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now, Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
I wonder if any woman was ever such an utter, unmitigated, unforgivable fool as I've been over my husband. I know that I've no one to blame but myself, but it would help if there was someone I could turn to who'd really understand. No, I'm on my own. And I'm going to do everything I can to make amends. And if I can, get my husband back before it's really too late. Oh, why do I keep saying that when I mean before he marries Stella Bronson? I'm almost divorced. After the usual 6 months, my decree will be absolute. So I have 6 months to repair the damage. Well, the first thing to do is get Harry Palmer out of the Bendigo Company. And that's why I asked old Mr. Fleming to dinner with us tonight. He'll help me. I know he will. I've told him everything.
God bless my heart and soul, Marcia. What a terrible tale. What's the world coming to when we can allow ourselves to be taken in by a creature like Harry Palmer? Well, we have to get rid of the fellow at once. It's infuriating to think we can't have him clapped into handcuffs and marched out of the building by a police officer.
Oh, that's impossible. Angela Tennant won't say a word until she's ready.
It's an appalling state of affairs. I do declare it's almost beyond belief. Well, my dear, where do I come in? You want me to play some part, I presume?
Mr. Fleming, I want you to preside over a special board meeting in the morning. State our case to Palmer, and tell him to hand in his resignation and clear out at once.
But I can't do that. I've no official standing in the company. And I don't mind telling you, when I was bundled out to make way for Palmer, I felt very strongly indeed. Tell me truly, Marcia, what in the world impelled you? What had I done?
Oh, it was dreadful of me, Mr. Fleming. I can't tell you how much I regret it, but... Well, each time I saw Jeff and Stella together, I wanted to do something to show them I didn't care. I didn't care who I hurt.
So you made this scoundrel your general manager and let everyone understand you were going to marry him just to spite your husband?
And Stella Bronson.
And look at the result. Well, I expect I've a decision to make. Am I going to help you or aren't I?
Oh, please, Mr. Fleming. There's no one to help me but you.
What about your husband?
Oh, no. Oh, I can't ask Jeff to lift a finger for me.
I don't suppose you can. Well, my dear, I'd better practice what I preach. Forgive and forget and let bygones be bygones. What time do you want your board meeting?
Then you'll throw Palmer out for me?
On one condition. You must be there, too, to give me authority.
Oh, yes, Mr. Fleming. I'll be there.
Very well, then. We'll attend to that knave in the morning. And, Marcia, my dear, let me tell you something. It'll be a pleasure.
How nice of you to call on me, Harry, darling. And at this hour of the night, too.
Turn that radio off, will you? It's driving me batty.
No, I like it. In fact, I think we'll have it a little louder.
I'm having it off. There. Now we'll have some peace. Now look, Angela. I've come to... Well, hang it all,
I know. You've come to plead with me.
Well, the way you're going on's insane. We worked pretty well together in the past. We can do it again.
Can we, darling?
Well, look at the position I'm in. I control Bendigo's from top to bottom. Marcia's right there in the palm of my hand. I tell you, Angela, you're only cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Tell me more.
I can bleed Bendigo's for I don't know how much, and I can get away with it. I'll be able to give you just about everything you ask for, if only you'll keep quiet and lay off me. Don't you see, when I'm married to Marcia, there'll be no stopping us.
Harry, when did you see Marcia last?
Oh, a couple of days ago, why?
Harry, darling, you don't know it, but you're washed up. Marcia doesn't love you anymore. She saw you at some dive with a certain little honey name of Shelley Faulding.
What? Why, that's impossible.
You're on your way out. And as far as I'm concerned, they can skin you alive.
But how do you know all this?
Jeff Pilgrim, Marcia's on to you. They all are. They can't shoot you until I pull the trigger, dear boy. But the gun's loaded and pointing straight at you.
Angela, listen. You must give me a chance. Just one more chance to get some money out of the firm and we'll go halves and I can make a run for it.
No.
I can't go back to Bendigo's in the morning knowing this.
You'll go back and you'll like it.
What? What if I don't?
Oh, a big nasty policeman will tap you on the shoulder.
What you're doing to me is inhuman. You can't do this. You can't.
Yes, I can, Palmer. You can cringe and whine till you're black in the face. And the louder you squawk, the better I can hear your tires squealing the night you tried to crash me against that concrete pylon of the bridge.
All right, Mrs. Tennant. Do your stuff. Get me as many years as you like, but one day I'll be out. And then it'll be your turn. And I promise you, if you go through with this, I'll pay you back if it's the last thing I do. Think of that when you stand up in court and tell your story. One day, Angela, I'll pay you off.
Yes. Well, gentlemen, if I could have your attention. We're all here, and I'll be as brief as possible. Shall I go ahead, Marcia?
Yes, please, Mr. Fleming.
Well, gentlemen, we have at the head of the table our general manager, Harry Jefferson Palmer.
Just a minute, Mr. Fleming. What goes on here? Since when have you had authority to use...
Kindly be silent, Palmer, till I'm finished. Gentlemen, although Mrs. Pilgrim is not in a position to prefer charges, information has come into her possession that Palmer here is a criminal. If you cast your minds back more than a year, you will remember the scandal that accompanied Geoffrey Pilgrim's dismissal and subsequent trial. He was acquitted, as you all remember, but not cleared. Mrs. Pilgrim is now satisfied that Palmer was the instigator and author of all that took place. So now, before you all, I am asking for his immediate resignation, and I propose that he be ejected from the building at once.
This is an outrage. I demand an explanation immediately.
You heard, Mr. Fleming. If you're not out of the building in 10 minutes, I'll have you thrown out. That's my last word.
I must speak to you in private.
There's nothing to be said.
But I insist...
Palmer, be good enough to collect your belongings and leave.
I will not leave this room until
you...
You
listen to me, Palmer. If I were a younger man, nothing would give me more pleasure than to eject you from this room myself. That is all. If there is a shred of decency in you, get out of our sight at once.
Very well. You can expect to be sued for defamation, salary in lieu, unjustified dismissal.
You would be wise to not only leave this building, but the city and state as well. Get out of here, Palmer. No one here has anything to discuss with you, now nor at any other time. Get out!
So we meet again. Why aren't you at work? Don't tell me they fired you.
From the top to the bottom. In one easy lesson. Go on, gloat. You've won. Hands down.
Oh, boy, I don't believe you're a bit happy.
Will you go away and leave me alone?
Want to cry into your beer, do you?
I've nothing to lose now by strangling you in public. So get out of my sight. Listen. If you were in my position, what would you do?
Lock my door, turn the gas on, and forget to light it, dear boy.
Anna, I'm going to diddle you out of your filthy triumph after all.
Well, are you really?
Yes.
Do tell me.
With pleasure. You, Angela, are going to hand me over in your own good time. Is that right?
That's the general idea.
But you're going to make me wriggle first. You want me to plead with you and crawl and go down on my knees to you.
Yes, like you did last night.
Well, as usual, you've overlooked the obvious. I'm not going to wait for the blow to fall.
My dear man, what else can you do?
The only thing left to me. I'm meeting Jeff Pilgrim here in half an hour. We're going to his flat. I'm going to make a full, detailed statement in writing about you and me. I'm not going to omit a single detail of anything I've done. And you know why?
Palmer, you mustn't do that, you fool. Don't be crazy.
Shut up. I'm doing this because I think if I talk in front of Marcia, Jeff will be half inclined to say, clear off and never come back. See, Angela?
But you can't. Palmer, I'm telling you, you can't.
Why can't I?
Because, you fool, Stella Bronson has the diary. Palmer goes about confessing. Stella will produce the diary, and then they'll have us both. Me for blackmail, as well as Palmer for what he's done. Jeff Pilgrim's not a fool. He'll see us both behind bars. Somehow I have to get around Palmer, and between us we have to get that diary. We have to, somehow.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.